Joy here. Rachel and I would like to welcome you to You're All Right, Get Up, a podcast full of laughter, personal stories, encouragement, and often a show about living life. As a disclaimer, our podcast does not offer professional therapy or treat illness. We are a motivational, supporting podcast sharing our life experiences, stories, and laughter.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited.
I know. This is just the best day.
Yes.
I mean, the weather is beautiful. We're at the W.O. Crawford Arena in Montgomery, Alabama, and it's just beautiful.
It's a beautiful day.
It is.
And it's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Absolutely.
Have our sweatshirts on.
Feeling good.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're here for the Forever Foundation fundraiser. There's already some folks trickling in. Had some folks walk by and kind of take a glance and see what we're all about. So we're excited to be here. So thrilled. I know that Josh, Joey have been tremendous. They've been super, super helpful with getting everything set up and inviting us to come be their guests today. So we're very, very appreciative of that.
I'm sorry. I was trying to see what else they had today.
Oh, yeah. So tell us what you got there. I know the car show, right?
Yes, they have a car show. They have different classes. Class one is the pre-war, 1900 to 1942. Then we have post-war, 46 to 60. That was class two. Class three is 61 to 73. And then class four is modern, 74 to present. And then class five is trucks.
Nice.
So we're definitely in an area that likes trucks because it's more farming area and lots of horses around here. I love it. Class six is street rods.
Nice.
And then class seven is pony.
So when does this start, right?
It starts on the 13th, which is today, at 10 a.m.
Nice. Okay. So, yeah, any time now we should see some of those rolling in.
I like how they combined a car show and a horse show.
Yeah.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, there's something for everybody. If you all have not been to a horse show of this caliber, you definitely need to visit. You definitely need to support Forever Foundation. They do amazing things for people with disabilities throughout Alabama, and we're just super honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, I spoke to Joey just a little bit, and he said this is the first time they've had this event.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Very first time.
Yeah, so I'm excited to be in the inaugural. It's hard for me to say.
Right.
I had to really think about it. I had to pause.
Yeah,
exactly. Think about how it spelled out. So excited to participate in their first run at this.
Nice.
Right now, you might hear some of the PA system in the background. They're having the showmanship and about to have the pony halter event. So it's just amazing what people can do with horses and how horses react to people.
Right, exactly. It's healing.
Yes.
I mean, it's healing. I don't know. I've talked with some people, and I'd be excited to speak with some more folks about it today. But, you know, as soon as we get the opportunity, we'll share that with you all. But I know it's a healing type thing where people who have disabilities, people who have anxieties, people who may be veterans. I mean, there's just numerous things that people who spend time with animals, spend time with horses specifically, it can really help you and be healing to you.
Yeah, and there's definitely when you're just bonding with a horse, in particular I'm thinking about when you're actually on a horse, it's just freedom. It's amazing feeling to be on top of this majestic, beautiful creature. I mean, I used to have a quarter horse, and it always was just like an awe event for me every time I saddled up.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Even tacking the horse up was an event, you know, it was just fun.
Yes.
So I'm a little jealous.
I know, right?
I told Bronze, like, this is going to make me miss my horse.
Exactly. There was something about being in the barn. I mean, you know,
even
I don't
smells,
know.
I didn't even mind. Everybody
exactly.
else was like, they stink. I'm like, no, they don't. It smells great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not picking up a handful of manure or anything, but.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm like, because where I used to board the horse, I used to encourage the person to, like, people would want to come out here even to, like, do chores around the ranch. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
People would pay you
to
come do this because it is, to me, a healing, like you mentioned, a healing process for you. Whatever your challenge is.
Well, the brushing and the cleaning, or just, I mean, that seems like somebody's like, oh my gosh, no, I don't want to do that. But you just don't know until you've been in that position where you're doing it. And it's so soothing. It's just so repetitive and soothing in relationship that you have too with the animals. And and with the people. This community is just an amazing community, right?
It is. I can't wait to speak to Joey and Josh, one of those two, about more about how they put this event together and the motivation behind it. I'm really looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Today's episode is brought to you by Endeavor Promotions out of Birmingham, Alabama. If you would like to reach out to them, you can do that at endeavorpromotions.com. Folks, today we're super excited to have Josh Sherrick with us today. He has basically founded and started the Forever Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization helping equestrians with disabilities throughout Alabama. Josh, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, ma'am. Pleasure to be here.
Josh, we want to, first of all, just have you tell us your story, how you got started, what inspired you to start this foundation. Would you share that with us today?
Yes, ma'am. My family, I mean, we've been showing horses forever. My grandfather started showing horses in the 60s. So horses have been a big part of our lives. Starting last year, 2 years ago now, some people started coming up. We were actually shoeing horses for them. And that's how we met Bill. Mm-hmm. Bill, special needs boy y'all met the other day. He didn't ride beforehand. Ended up having some broker horses on what they had at home. Bill started riding more, actually enough to where we could actually carry him to Saturday horse shows, and he could show and participate and feel like he was part of it.
Right.
Whenever Bill gets happy with something, he'll always say, "This is the best day ever." And he says this every day, but when he really enjoys something, it's the best day ever.
Right.
And he just tries to make things better. Bill has lived a very rough life. When we got him, I mean, we just kind of took him under our wing. He got medical care that he previously not had. Insurance for special needs people, they still have insurance, but it does not cover everything like a normal human being. Mm-hmm. So dental work was not being taken care of, his heart appointments. So we actually started this foundation so the kids could show, to be able to go out and have, live like normal people.
Right.
Take some of that money back and help put towards their medical care. We started, it was back to the carrying him to our Saturday shows. He showed all year long, or all summer, for our summer circuit. We were told that, hey, bring Bill to the awards banquet. We got him an award. Well, we're excited, so we take Bill to the banquet. He was actually at a birthday party, and we went and picked him up so he could be at this banquet. When we got down there, they said, look, we're not giving him an award. So put him on. They put everybody on the spot, but then to see the face at the end of the evening, when am I getting my award?
Right.
I mean, even 29, he has a mind of about 8 or 9 year old. Luckily enough, I went to the bank before I went to the banquet, and I had $94 in my pocket, and I ended up sticking it in an envelope and made them present off to the side because they would not do it on the stage. I made the director give Bill the envelopes. Then he was happy again because he thought he won an award.
Right.
Well, at that point, I just decided that these special needs kids were not going to sit here all year long, do something and try to participate, and then at the end get their little heartstrings broken.
Exactly.
So that's why I started the foundation. I made it so everyone could feel included.
Right.
I'm not saying anything bad about our other groups. It just hurt my heart for that specific thing. So that's really, I mean, that was really my inspiration. I mean, as y'all got to see on Saturday and Sunday, the special needs were able to ride. Even at our show, it was so laid back. When the kids wanted to go back in, I would just add a class in for them to go back in and have fun.
Right.
So that's what it's about. The event was for everyone, but it was catered towards the people with the disability. One little girl that was riding in English attire, she actually has cerebral palsy. So she got off her walker. And she would get on and ride in her Western stuff. And she came back out. She said, I want to show y'all what I can do in my English stuff. So it was nice being able to make her happy by letting her go change, get her horse back, and go back out again. And our judges were great to work with. Susan Redding and Jason Rowe. Jason Rowe was the one that was in the wheelchair. He was a horse trainer for a really long time. And he had a horse flip over on him, and it severed his spinal cord. So a lot of people were not happy that I was having a judge in a wheelchair. They were worried that it was going to scare the horses. I think we overall did great. I don't think anybody got spooked. I mean, I hate it for the people that didn't make it to the show.
Right.
I mean, I feel like they missed a good time. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from the show as far as everybody feeling welcome. It was more like a family gathering rather than a horse show.
Absolutely. We totally felt like it was very lighthearted, just very fun. Everyone was so friendly. You just didn't meet a stranger and everyone was super nice and so kind. Oh, and you could definitely feel that vibe.
Well, it's always important to me. I mean, I have barbecues and stuff at the house. It's always good to make people feel like, hey, you're wanted here. I mean, if you need anything, just like I told y'all, if y'all need anything, come in the office and get me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever can make everybody feel comfortable is what I wanted to do.
Exactly.
Granted, we didn't make an over large amount of money, but hey, whatever, after the books are totaled up, after the venue and after the judges are done, all that money is getting split up between the three children that were with the special needs that were there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited. I mean, it's not a large amount of money, but hey, anything's better than nothing.
Right.
I mean, they definitely had, even after we got done showing, the kids went up to the fun day at the barn. They were able to paint and color and do the bouncy house stuff. And little Ezra, I don't know if y'all ever got to meet him.
No, we did.
His family owns Treadwear Tire. That's a local company for us. They go and put lettering. They make the lettering for tires.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the middle of cancer, kidney failure, that we honestly didn't think he was going to be able to make it to the event. He had been so sick previously the week before.
Oh, wow.
But by the grace of God, he was able to come down, play outside for a little bit, and then he went up to the fun day at the barn, and he just had the best time. He, that's what even his aunt said, that it's been so hard on them to see him so upset, and I'm getting emotional about it now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because he's 15 years old.
Right.
I mean, no child should have to go through something like this.
Exactly.
Even little Ezra, even before he left, I mean, he gave every one of us hugs and was like, this has been the best day ever.
Oh, that's just it right there. That makes it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then as we were cleaning Sunday, we found a note that one of the kids had written that just said, this is the best day ever. Thank y'all so much. Can't wait to do it again. So that's what we're actually in the works right now of trying to schedule another event. We're trying more for a fall or winter circuit event. Mm-hmm. And then doing, of course, another spring one. The Garrett Coliseum was great to work with. They ended up doing some write-offs for some donations, so they really care. I didn't have a lot of support from other groups or clubs in Alabama, which I was kind of shocked about, but
mm-hmm.
I understand things come up. We wouldn't have mattered how much it cost for the event. Getting to see those kids happy, that's what meant the world to me.
Absolutely. Yeah, Josh, just faces we saw while we were there. It was just incredible. It was just really tugging at us to see. They were amazing. They were riding like you wouldn't believe. And just, you could see the joy all over their faces. Just the enjoyment and the camaraderie between everyone. And it was just a really beautiful thing to watch.
Oh, yeah. Which a lot of people came from the Montgomery area. And several people come from the Florida-Alabama line.
Mm-hmm.
I just said it was amazing that, because our Alabama Quarter or Alabama Open Show stuff, they do not do equestrians with disabilities at all.
Oh, wow.
And get it requested for a Saturday event. But as far as them ever getting to show somewhere bigger,
mm-hmm.
you just don't see that. Mississippi, they have an equestrians with disabilities show the week before their Dixie National Quarter Horse Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to get to go this year, and we ended up having some family stuff come up, so we didn't get to make it, which I hate that we didn't get to go see it. But it's time in Alabama for us to start supporting more special needs activities, including them.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what a lot of the parents were like. Hey, at this event, my kid actually got to feel somewhat normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the medallions just worked out great. Instead of doing just blue ribbons and stuff, because they like something that they can hold on to, treasure it.
Yes.
Bill was in the Special Olympics, so he still carries around his award that he got from the Special Olympics. I'm surprised he didn't have it on for the horse show. We're looking forward to continuing to grow and help more of the community.
Yeah, and we're definitely looking forward to, you say it's probably going to be the fall, right? When you all may schedule again?
Right.
Okay.
Middle of trying to get this worked out, because other events going on at that time, not for us, but for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
A good time where people can come down and it not be conflicting. So hopefully, as soon as I get those dates in, of course, I will let y'all know.
Yes, yes, please do. Yes, we certainly want to try to help spread that word and encourage other folks to get involved. So yes, please let us know, because we certainly back up what you all are doing. Totally support those efforts.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything we saw was just beautiful, and it was great. We really enjoyed just being able, from the vantage point where we were sitting, we were able to see so much because we were able to see part of the competitors in the arena, but we also were able to see mules with a wagon, which was really cool. RC and Moon, I think I got the names right. They were beautiful. Yeah. They were a lot of fun to watch, and the folks there were very friendly. We got to see a lot of stuff.
Brooke and Shane owned the mules, and originally they were like, well, we got something, but luckily they made time, they came down, so I appreciate them so much for coming. I mean, I feel like they made everything so much better. We did get good reviews back from the Coliseum, or good feedback on how everything was ran. They've actually got more events since our event. People call and want to schedule stuff, so the police officers, I know y'all missed the barbecue because y'all had to go.
Yeah, we did.
It was great. All the officers that were on volunteer basis, they all got fed. By the end of it, we were come Sunday, we were giving out Boston butts basically as party favors.
So. Wow. Now that's a good gift right there.
Yeah. I mean, I think we had 9 Boston butts.
Wow.
And I think we only ate 8 of them total. So, everybody left with a Boston butt.
Yeah. Happy hearts and happy bellies.
Anybody shows up at my house or at an event of mine, they're not going to leave hungry. One thing.
Right? Exactly. That's excellent. Now, Rachel, I know that you had a couple of questions, I think, for Josh, right? Did you want to?
Yeah. So it sounds like, I was just curious about like your vision for the frequency of events, but it sounds like you're trying to have a couple each year.
We're going to try to do 2 floor shows a year. Now, the car shows I've already gotten with Treadwear, Monica Brown. I think she's Monica Clayton now. She and her husband are wanting to do some car events throughout the summer, maybe some evenings in Columbiana. So that's kind of going to be our car show stuff. It's just going to be kind of local. The horse show stuff, we're trying to determine where we want to. I mean, Montgomery was great, and they were great work with, so they're really wanting us to come back that way. More for our winter circuit, though, I'm trying to find something that's more closed in, indoors. We're actually looking at a Togaville for yet. So hopefully we'll get something set pretty soon. That way we can go ahead and start spreading the word out about it. Both judges are coming back to the next show, and they enjoyed working with everybody so much that, matter of fact, they called and was like, hey, our next event, we want to judge again. I was like, hey, that saves me time. I don't have to call everybody.
There you go.
Perfect.
Another question is, were you trying to stay in the central part of the state, or if you were going to try to have 2 events, maybe upper and then lower Alabama?
Yeah, we're trying to add. Montgomery's kind of central for a lot of people.
Right.
You know, like even the people from Florida, them coming up. If I hosted it really anywhere else, it would be further for them to drive. But all the people that came to our event, most of them were from the surrounding area. So I just kind of have to sit down with a couple members that we have and just kind of figure out what is our next best step. So hopefully, probably within the next month, I'll kind of know a little more on what we're wanting to do and when. Because all these places, they ran out pretty quick. I mean, I've had my booking for the Crawford. I had it like 8 months ago.
Oh, wow.
I've been planning this for quite a while. So I kind of have to let them know something pretty soon before I get ready for my next event.
How people listen and support the foundation? How's the best way? Do you need more volunteers at the event, or is it just money? Nobody ever turned down money, of course.
Nobody's going to turn down money. Now, volunteering would be great. I mean, my number is posted on our site. I mean, if anybody has any suggestions, I mean, feel free to call me. And if you got ideas, hey, I think this would be better. I'm a reasonable person. Probably we'll talk about it.
anybody Josh? Needs... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, share your site with us as well.
It's the Forever Foundation. It's on Facebook right now. We're trying to get Instagram set up and several other social media platforms just to get more people in. Hopefully, next one, I mean, it'll be better. This one was great. I mean, this one was by far, it was a smaller group, but I think everything went smoothly. I mean, we didn't go in the hole.
Right.
So that was great. I just want to be able, this next time, I am sending checks out to Brooke's family, Ezra's family. Bill, I can only take care of his medical stuff anyways. So really, checks me more or less going to the other 2 children right now.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully by the next event, hey, there'll be a little more to share back out. I'm not taking any of this as a paycheck. I mean, it is 100% nonprofit. The venue, as long as it got paid for, and everything else is going directly to the children.
Right.
And that's honestly why they were like, well, do you want to do it where, and if you have somebody on staff, you can pay them? I'm like, no, I don't. I'd rather it just be volunteer basis. The money's for the kids, not for us. So
exactly.
A lot of organizations are set up like that, which I'm not saying that their work's not great. A lot of them do work, and I understand, like, if I was doing this full time, I would understand, hey, you might need a paycheck of it. But I did this in my free time. Really had a lot of time to work on it because I was in a car accident last February. So since February, I've been having hand surgeries, back surgeries. I'm actually getting ready for, I know we originally talked about maybe doing something on Thursday for this interview, but mm-hmm. I'm actually going in for hand surgery. Morning.
Oh, goodness. So, oh, wow. Well, yeah, we hope all of that goes extremely smooth and well. We'll be thinking about you.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. One of the things I know I've not mentioned to y'all, what the 4F actually stands for.
Yes.
A lot of people ask me that, mm-hmm. and I always get fumbled up on it. But it's family, friendship, fellowship, and forever.
Awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
The forever part is every one of those kids. This has been the best day, and they're so sweet. They're always like, we love you forever. And they mean it, too.
Oh, yes.
I like that. Forever.
I was going to ask you if you felt like it was a success, but just hearing kids say this is the best day ever and how much they enjoyed it and how much it made them feel part of a group instead of being on the outside has just been so moving. And I feel like, you know, even if it was just one child that you were able to help,
oh, yeah.
it was a success. Or just even getting that acknowledgement back from a kid, to me, would be more than any right. monetary means, you know?
Exactly. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered if I'd have went in the hole. $15,000. As long as them kids were happy, that's all that mattered.
Exactly.
Which, hey, evidently they were. Some of them, it was their first horse show ever to go to.
Oh, wow. Well, you would have thought most of them have been doing it for years and years and years, right, Rachel? I mean, we were looking around going,
oh, definitely.
Wow, look, I mean, they looked fabulous. They were dressed to the nines and the horses were gorgeous. They just did a wonderful job riding. It was just amazing to watch and just did your heart really good.
And the same thing with the event. I was surprised it was your first one. It just seemed so smooth and efficient and mm-hmm. fun and laid back and comfortable. It was great.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a good team. I mean, Joey did great in the office. My dad, he would do the ring stewarding stuff. My mother kept all the kids and stuff busy and had all their arts and crafts. So it just was really ran pretty smooth. Again, I didn't really have anybody. There was no fighting, no bickering. I mean, everybody seemed to have a really good time. And I'm just hoping that this continues to grow and grow and grow.
Exactly.
Well, we'll definitely be one of your supporters.
Yes, ma'am.
Count on us.
I mean, because it was great to be able to actually meet all of y'all. Again, I know that we didn't get much time, but we, as the term goes, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Well, totally understandable.
Totally. It is a lot of work. And to keep something like that moving as smoothly as it was, I mean, you all, you were going 90 to nothing, but it was worth every minute.
Exactly. I mean, the Facebook page that you have, it also indicates how to make a financial donation if any of the listeners wish to go. Okay, great.
Yes, ma'am. We're in the middle of trying to set up the Venmo for the foundation. While we were there, I was able to get the Square hooked up and all some other stuff. But the Venmo, or there's a check, like you can send a check to the post office box that's on our website.
Okay, great. Awesome.
But I know one thing. When I got home on Sunday afternoon, because we got home probably around 7:30, 8 o'clock, Monday morning, I slept.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I bet.
He slept very well.
Yeah, so.
I mean, oh, boy.
Yeah, I was. Whew, it was perfect.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to speak with us today. Yes, I think it actually probably worked out better because just so much was going on for you this weekend.
Well, that's what I told this Joy. Y'all were getting ready. I was like, I gotta come out and see y'all. I think I got from Friday night to Sunday, I think I got 10 hours of sleep total.
Oh, wow. Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you needed the rest, for sure. Well, I'm glad you all had great weather, too. The weather turned out nice, and that helped. Well, so
that's what I was nervous about, the event, because mm-hmm. they were like, oh, it's going to rain. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that would not be good. Yeah, that worked out very well, because it was beautiful while we were there. I don't think it rained. It didn't rain on you all at all, did it? No sprinkles, no anything. Okay. Good.
It did get cold on Friday. Other than that, everything else was fine.
Nice.
Really great weather. A little windy, but hey, everybody seemed to have a good time. It was nice shorts weather.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take that over any really, really, really hot day, right?
Before,
exactly.
The state show, and it'd been a big mud hole.
Mm-hmm.
So that place, normally every time I'm down there, it's either extremely hot or it's extremely windy.
Yeah, Joy and I were complaining so many events are held like in the middle of the summer and in Alabama. That's just not a good idea. I'm like, can we not do spring?
Exactly.
Always wants to host weddings and pool show events in summertime. Okay.
Yeah,
and don't nobody enjoy that.
Humid. Oh, not at all. Well, Josh, we don't want to keep you too long. We certainly appreciate you and taking time out to talk with us and share your story. And again, we totally support these efforts and are super excited for what you guys have in store for you in the near future. And we can just see it growing and becoming even more of a fellowship and just a big family, because that's what it's about. Just helping each other out, enjoying one another. So again, we thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Well, anytime I want to step and interview, and especially when I'm getting ready for this next event, we'll schedule one before the event. I'll let y'all know about what's going on. Maybe we'll get it rocking and rolling.
That would be great. Yeah, because we certainly would like to try to share with our group and just spread the word. We try to get it, as much word out on social media as we can. But, you know, I was sitting here thinking also, Josh, you know, I think I'm going to, if it's okay with you, I'm going to leave your logo on our website. And I'm going to put out there, you know, who you are and that we support your efforts. And just wanted to, you know, support you guys that way, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank y'all so much. I really our time talking. Now I got to go do some barn chores.
Well, all right. Don't work too hard. Good luck with your surgery. Yes, and take care of yourself. And again, we thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to you
soon. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank Bye. You.
We love you guys very much. I want you to remember that you are stronger than you think. Don't give up. And if you feel overwhelmed and you can't do it on your own, reach out to a caring friend, a pastor, or counselor. And if you feel like you've reached rock bottom, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline has caring people available 24/7, and they can be reached by dialing or texting 988.
Stay true to yourself, embrace the power of kindness, and know that you matter. Till next time, friends.